the Gemara again, then it's Hashem will try to move ahead a little bit. Put your memory back to the Mishnah, and we'll pick up again the Gemara. Afa pishom v'dayashato, like the Mishnah in Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. Nevertheless, sicha liyus bodekes, she has to make bodekes twice a day. Konas chachomim. Again, remember the Gemara and Abdallah Amid Beis. Take a look again. The third of the broad lines in the Gemara and Abdallah Amid Beis. Ha'od de'amah Rav Yudah v'Shmuel, Chachomim tiknu lam levnos Yisroel, she'ibot gos asman shaches v'yarvis, shaches ha'ach she'tara shalayla, Alvis, after Tara Shalom, Zu Ho, Robotko, see the owner. That's why we also have May Aisle Ace, right? Because we wouldn't be May Aisle Ace because it's May Pekita to Pekita. Had she made a Bedika, it wouldn't be May Aisle Ace, it just built till the time of the Bedika. She violated the Karas Chachomim. The Mishnah says, even if Omudai Shato, Sikh illegals Bodekis, she has to make Dikis anyway. But this din, Chacham and Tikno Livinosi soil, didn't exempt who? You might think she'd be exempted. So Rasha learns, who are you referring to? The same person in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah ended by saying, but Isha Sheesh Leveset, there by her is Dayashata. We're not, you'll make the Gzeda, me ace the ace. Kol Isha Sheesh Leveset, Dayashata. So Rashi picks it up from there, and that's how I would learn Pshat. Rashi is always the Pashtun. Six of the text. This Mishnah is the safer of the previous Mishnah. Therefore, look what Rashi says, right? Beisha sheyesh leveset. Even though Isha Shesha Veset, we say Dayashaita, if she sees blood, we won't ask her the day before. But, Bidiku she has to make. Look at Tesis, the last Tesis and Yunam at Beis. It's the last Kashi in Tesis, Vim Tomar. Maishna lohigiyaz mana lira uslo boi bidika. Umubera sabinika boi bidika kilakama basisa and sikha zriyaz bodekas akulu. So how does How does Tosfos learn? That the Mishnah is referring to all the women. All the Dalad Noshim that we say Dayan Shata doesn't exempt them from making bidikos. Whether he cholik on Rashi or Rashi is cholik on Tosfos, I'm a supik. Mostly Achorinim make a machlokes. It's a nice machlokes because a good explanation. Rashi says, after Pishom Udaya Shato, referring to one woman, a woman Shesh Leveset. Yum Yesh Leveset, there we didn't ask her, may Yesh Leveset, we said Daya Shato. Nevertheless, she has to make bedikas. What about the other women? What about the Dalanoshim? Ktana, Meiniko, Zgeno, Muberes. How about them? Do they have to make bedikas or not? So Tosfos learns Poshet, why not? He learns Basis and Tzrich Elius Bodekas Akulhu. The Kulhu is means all of them, all those, that group of women that are so called Musulekas Midomim. And Rasha holds no. If you want to make a machlokas, either you say Rasha merely picked up the language of the first Mishnah. Since the language of the first Mishnah makes reference to an Isha Sheyesh Leveset, if he said, even though Afa Pikein, Sheom Bodaya Shaito, Sichel Yuz Bodekes. People, you with me? But if you want to make a machlokes of Asher Tosfos, which is always nice to do, if you have a good reason to claim the machlokes, then you have a piece of a shir already. If you want to make a machlokes, then you say, Asher said only, in Isha Jeshoveset, she has to make medikas. But Isha Musulekas Midomen, Tana, Skena, Meiniko, Buveres, no need to make medikas. Why? Nature is more definitive by them. They Musulekas Midomen. Well, it's nice also, I think, to see what you get out of it. That the machlokes may also be whether an isha shesh leveset is called musulekes midomim when bisman shlo bisman vesta. If that's the concept, that isha shesh leveset, we don't Asaha Limifroa Meis Leis, because she's there, she's Musulekas Midomen. The blood comes only Bishas Vesta. Shal Bishas Vesta, she's tantamount to Musulekas Midomen. Then it's one category. So then Tosfos is right. The Rabbanan will go there, even though she's Musulekas Midomen, Alpha Pikain, then it should apply to all the women who are Musulekas Midomen. What makes that approach interesting is the Rosh says that only Psula and Zkena need bidikos. Psula shegiyas man liros, or Zkena shelo giyas man liros, right? They still have to make bidikos if they want to engage in taharos. They want to go bake truma bread, menochos, right? Then they have to make bedikos. Picks those two. Why? Skena and Psula, right? They are in that category of women who are lower down. The Psula, Kodigiyas Manaliros, she's in that group category that we spoke before on the Chazokos, that lower down. As the Kena was also lower down, and we know that by a skeina could be that you should see dam. We won't be metame me ace l'ace. The first riyah will exempt it, but nevertheless, see, in the category of roa dam, therefore rabbanu wa goza. However, a muberes umeniko, muberes umeniko, have a skein, it doesn't fit so nicely, but the muberes umeniko have a ongoing force that doesn't let them roa dam. It's not something that was. It's something that is. In the hove, that same force that was made the initial seal of dam is still in effect. Therefore, I'm not hoshish. In other words, I have a. It's not a question of what was. It's what is. The aktano, the am miniko muberes. That status, miniko muberes, something's going on in her. Every single day, that's misalekes midomim. Therefore, the Rochel, there's no rationale for requiring her to make bodekas parmayim biyom. You have then really three categories according Titoisus, all those who must like us be domin. Nevertheless, the Taharos, Rabbanu made exactly, you have to check up. Even though they're not prepared to ask them before, but Lechatchila, yes. The Rosh comes and divides it up and says those who have an ongoing reason to claim that there's a seal of domim and keeps on every single day the same reason is extant, then there must like us be domim, right? The Zeir of the Rabbanon didn't apply to them. But those, namely, Opsula, who is Higiyaz Manliros, but Lo Rosso, who is old to see, and Askena, who saw over much of her adult life and then stopped, and we know it can happen from the previous Mishnah that you see the riachas. Therefore, I want to keep it still kept in the category of noshim shelo ozdam, psulo because chronology lo ozdam, and skeina because she had a chazokta of 40 years when she was lo ozdam. You with us? Right number, because our women were menstruated till America till age 54. Come needles somewhere around there, 14, 15. Okay, might as well let's review that LBC mode too. Again, after being shown with Dayashato, Sichel Yubodeches, Chutz Minanida. Remember, it's an Artakonis Rabbanon. So a woman is instructed all her life, she's to make two bedikas a day. Now, clearly, a nida is not going to be osekas b'tahara. The mission, you know, I'm an halal. A nida is not going to be osekas b'tahara. She's treya. Chutz min a nida. If she's a nida, meaning she saw dam once, and she's a nida now for 7 days. There's no point of making bedikas 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What for? Like, why are you going to find? Even if she finds dam, it's tamea. So what's the problem? She doesn't find dam, she's tamea. So what's the point of making a bedikah?
The language of the Mishnah is odd.
Huh?
The language of the Mishnah is odd. It says that Dayashata, when we said Dayashata, then the two exceptions it gives are people who one's already tamei.
Nine chats is emphasizing the rabbanon won't choshesh that she saw. Afal pikein they made gzeira. Nine chats says they're not choshesh that she saw the mafroa.
If she's already anida, where right. Did she see the mafroa? She knows she saw the mafroa.
As so, it says,
chutz
so
anida. No,
this is important. Atakona is atakona. No, she's not going with dam now. She saw dam on Sunday.
That's right.
Once. Right. And she's not going with dam 7 days. Now she has 6 days, she's not going with dam.
Yeah.
So what rational reason should she make bdikos?
Right. I'm just asking about the language of the mission is odd.
Yeah. Why?
She's saying, Alpha Pisha Amru Daya Shata, Srihos Bedekas, Hoots me. So we're saying of the people who we said Dayashata, there are two exceptions, but the two exceptions it gives are not even Dayashata.
Yes.
One's Tame, and one is Tahor.
Well, so translate this way. Alpha Bishama Dayashata, which means we're Mekel on them.
Yeah.
Right? And we're not Metabele Mephoa. Nevertheless, the Chumra of Bedika is. The reason for the Bedika is maybe she touched Taharos before. Right? And if she finds it, now she'll be bodek to find some tomato, we will ask her of the tomatoes before. But even a woman whom we won't ask her before, that's why I have to make the bdika for. Mm-hmm. So by nido, there's no likelihood, right, of her being involved with the haros. Therefore, they weren't going, period.
Well,
but otherwise, it'd be a low plug. It'd be a loche. Every woman, every man has to put on tefillin in the morning. Every woman has to be bodekas in the morning.
We're saying, based on that reading of the Mishnah, I don't see how you can read Rashi that way. That they were specifically talking about Isha Sheish Lavesis. The exceptions we're giving are such extreme cases of, that the Mishnah is giving are such extreme cases of a woman who's already Anita and a woman who cannot become Tameh from being Anita.
Right. That's it. Why you have to say chutz is only because if the rabbana made a takana, they made a takana. Now there is something that the informationer does give you. Why are we making bedikos? Let us see what's on our undergarments. You know, we're afraid that there's a tipas dam befinim, right? Well, anida, stomach for 7 days. But if she'll see dam on the second day, she's tummy for 7 days. See dam on the fourth day, she's tummy for 7 days. It's not that the bdika doesn't tell you anything.
Well, are we?
So that, since you, as we'll see, later on, I want to say that, since you go ahead and you made a tekona for bdikos, so what says, bdikos, there is something I can learn from bdikos. I can be kovei avesek from bdikos. That's what, well, when you asked that question by Nido, you said that for nothing. You understand? If you can convey a visit, so on the fourth day of her Nidus, which is the fourth day of the month, she saw, and then the next time on the fourth day of the month she saw, she'll start a visit on the fourth day of the month. Then my answer is, but we may need to, so we don't convey a visit. But that's a separate thing. But that's why the Gemara, remember how often we've been emphasizing the low crew concept of Chazal. The main of the God is for everybody, but that's been a purpose in something,
yeah.
Something
has to do something.
Something advantage to it. Well, so yes, there are advantages. By Yosheva Sadat Toha, likewise. This one already is clear. The Shevas Hadam Toa, right? What are you going to find? You'll find blood? And don't find blood, the same thing? She's Tahora. She can Osekas Bitaros. In addition, Umishameshes Be'edim. Two parts of the Takone. First part is that she's Bodekes. All right. Pamayim biyom, as the Gemara and Abdalad taught us, and umeshameshes be'edim, and when she has marital relations, she has to use the two cloths. What the two cloths are, one for her husband and for her, or one for before Tashmish, one for after Tashmish. Well, we'll explain that. Chusmi Yosheva Shadam Torah, right? Ubisula Shedamer Tahorim, or Bsula, meaning where we're attributing everything to hymenal bleeding. Bsula Shinissas and had relations. And we're dealing with Dam Psulim, the same thing. Dam Psulim and Dam Toha is the same thing. Since we are told with Dam Psulim, not talking about Zman Hazeh, we're told with Dam Psulim, it's Dam Toha. Upamayim Sichus Sivus Bodeke, Shachis Ubein Ashmoshos, Ubishor Shi Oberes, the Shamesh is Beser. Yiselos Alein, as far as Bedikos go, there's another group of women who have to make bdikos, b'shor shein ochlos b'truma. These women really have to be bodekas only if there's a possibility of their dealing with taharos. But a kohenes in the house of our father eats truma, so she has to be bodekas. We learned that before. Even when they finish eating truma, and there's leftover on the table, and they're going to put the leftovers away in the refrigerator, I want the final check that the leftovers are okay. So she has to make a bedika and finds herself tahora. That means there's no shaila on the food that she puts away. It's the mahadrim and a mahadrim. Go at kosher. Okay, better say that. See, better review this. If you don't keep cheshbon, you get lost here. Chutz min anida. What, she saw dam on Sunday? She didn't make any bedikos. If on Monday she didn't see any dam, meaning she has no external bleeding, there's no need for her to make any bedikos, because there's nothing it's going to teach you. She's tamei anyway, what difference does it make? For 7 days. So the Gemara says, who says there's no advantage to it? Haniche l'Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish d'amar isha kovas l'vese b'soch yimei boso, vein isha kovas l'vese b'soch vein yidusa. That even if she would see vein yidusa on the same day, three months in a row, but the days of nidus, there's no kriyas vesed in that 7 day period of nidus. There's only Kriyas Vesed in the 11-day period, Bein Nida L'Nida, the period of Zova, then she can be Koveya Vesed. But the Bein Yidusa, she can't be Koveya Vesed. Ela L'Rabbi Yochanan, V'yomar, why not? Isha Kovaras L'Vesed B'Zoch Yomein Yidusa. Then Tivdov Dilma Kovala Vesed. Why shouldn't she make bedikos? And here I think it sort of begs the question later on. I mean, since she's old to see dam b'meini dusa, maybe we can fine tune and get a better estimate of when she sees dam. By making bedikos every day, we'll see the onset of nidus. All a woman sees is the progress of nidus, which never see the onset of nidus. Onset of nidus is tipa dam kechardel that leaves the uterus and enters the vaginal tract. In this way, she can, if she makes bdikos twice a day, she will get a more accurate dating of her veset. Amalachav Yochanan, Ki amina ano hecho de chazise mimayin sotum. Avo chaziti mimayin pesuach lo amri. Okay? What's he saying?
He says that you may do so. I will not have any additional information by making bedikos. Why? She saw dam on Sunday. That's called a mayan posuach. She now entered her menstrual cycle, menstruation phase of the cycle. The fact that she didn't see on Monday, she may see on Tuesday. Didn't say Tuesday, she'll see on Wednesday. Her not seeing doesn't say anything. Therefore, you want to go ahead and date her onset of nidus, you won't be able to date it this way. Because I will always attribute it to the Mayan Pesuach. I say, you know why she saw dam on Monday? Because she became a nida on Sunday as a Mayan Pesuach. But on the next month, where she wasn't a nida on Sunday, should I worry about Monday? Monday wasn't preceded by a Sunday where she saw dam. You now want to go ahead and establish that Monday, or rather, easy to remember, Wednesday should be a day she has to abstain from relations with her husband. Or it's a day when she has to make bedikos, maybe it's Haschalas Veset. Where are you starting off from scratch, a Mayan Sotum, then it tells you, oh, something happened there physiologically, now Nidus begins. But if Nidus began on Sunday, it's a Mayan Posuach, there's no information that you're going to gain that will help you for the following month when you're starting off with a Mayan Sotum. People, will I make that clear?
Remember that you don't have it here. Name is on. Evan Zoder. You have it here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure where he is right now.
No, that's where he is. I mean, but what the name? Who said he likes him? Put another name in, no? You're Rafi?
I'm Rafi.
Yes. Why am I down here?
That's where
he moved around. Okay, good. We'll put you there. That's all it means is you get two grades in the class. That's right. Use it for next year. Okay, next. Hayoshev es al dam toa. Kesalte deitach. What does it mean? Mevakesh es leishev al dam toa. She finished her 7 or 14 days, right? During which period of time there's no point in making bedikah, since she's tamei anyway, 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl, that's 2 months later. And now what? Now she wants to start counting her yemei tahara. So l'rab the Omar Mayan Echad HaTorah Temoso HaTorah Taroso Shapir. You don't have to have a gap, a hefsek tahara between the two. She's tamei for 14 days. The bleeding stopped, or it didn't stop. It's irrelevant. Comes the Torah now says on the day 15, whatever blood you see, you're tohu. So you can go to mikveh for 2 months later. That's if you want. If you use the explanation of Rav, Mayon Echad, who is the same blood. Do you know why Dam Nida makes you tummy? Because God has broken said so. You know why Dam Tol does make you tummy? Because God has broken said so. What's good? Mayon Echad, who? Hatorah Timoso, Batorah Taroso, Shapia. Hello, Levi. The Omar Shnei Mayonos Haim, that the blood of what? Of Leda is not the blood of Nida, is not the blood of Tahara. Then Tildog, why does she have to make bidikos? Why shouldn't she have to make bidikos? She has to have a hefsek tahara. Duma akati lo posaka humay and tome. What do you mean, your generous Adam Tov? She wants to begin her tahara, she has to make bidikos. Rav says no. Omalach Levi, you're quite right. According to my halachos, she must make a bdika. Yoshev is chose leishel adam tohar. She has to make a bdika first. He's a hefsek tahara bdika. But homani b'shamayim. But the Mishnah is following shitas b'shamayim. The amri mayan echadu. Therefore, the Mishnah says she doesn't require any bdikos. HaTorah Timoso, HaTorah Taroso. But as far as I'm concerned, since it's Shtei Mayonos, you must have a Hefsek Tahara in between to teach you that Nistam HaTomei v'niftach HaToro. Take the Gemara, wow, that's the way you learn Pshat. You're going to push the Mishneh into Beis Shammai camp. V'sosam nontana ke Beis Shammai. I'm sorry, Anthony Gemara. What are you worried about? There's nothing wrong with citing Beis Shammai's opinion if you're not going to paskin like him. Since it's Stam V'Achakach Machlokes, a Mishnah with Stam V'Achakach Machlokes, Ein Halacha Kistam. Therefore, what's nothing wrong with saying the Mishnah follows Shitas Beis Shammai? Shitas Beis Shammai before the final psak. The final psak is not like Beis Shammai. We're not talking about that transition point between Leda and starting to count your Meitara. Not talking about day 15 or day 8 for Zohar. What we're saying is, sure, she made a Hefsek Tahara, and she's now in Yemei Tahara. She has 66 days of Tahara. Mi Ketoni Mebakech Zeshe, Yoshev is Ketoni. No, if that's the case. Iyosheves, my lememo, why do you have to tell me you should make dikos? That's really an insult to my intelligence. You tell me, you know, a woman be made tahara doesn't have to make any dikos. Then you tell me halacha, and if she finds dam, she's tohovo. So what are you telling me? Yosheva's bile member, why tell me that you don't have to make bedikos? Do you make tahor? And naturally, everybody knows that. If you never do a test, if you don't use the results of the test. The only reason for doing a test is to use its results, yes or no. And over here, what, you do a test, am I in need or not? Head she wins, right? Tail she wins. But she finds dam or doesn't find dam, she's the whole anyway. There's no mahu the same, we might think she should make bdikos. Dilma kobol of eset, she has 66 days. In 66 days, she could establish a kviyas of eset, which is on a 20-day cycle, like the Gemara likes to use, l'chof yom, l'chof yom. Mao the same tiv dog dil makovel of esed, kamash malon, no, it won't do any good. You made tahara are unique, distinct. You can't relate what she finds in Yemei Tahara to the period after Yemei Tahara, to the post-80-day period. Kamash Malon, Mayan Toho, La Mayan Tome Lokovo. The fact that she'll find a kvius during the period of Tahara, that will not teach you anything when she's no longer in the 60, in that 80-day period. It will not teach you anything about what will be her normal cycle. Why not? That's only that the Mayon of Nido is separate from the Mayon of Yemei Tahara. Ella l'rav diyama Mayon echad hu. Why shouldn't it teach one from the other? Tivdog dil makabal of eset. Because there, kriyas vesed is a biological phenomenon. It has nothing to do with the status of tahara or tumor. And from the Gemara, not so. Afil ahocha b'meimei meitaro l'meituma lo kova. It tells you, though, but no good explanation why. But it says that how she behaves during the meitaro is no indication of how she will behave in the days when there's normal tuma and taro. Here there's a period of time of pure taro. Therefore, you cannot be koveya any kind of expectation how she behaved during the Yemei Tahara or the Yemei Tumah. Okay. Here you have, look at the little Tosis, Meshamesh Beidit. The Tosis says, there I inferred it from Tosis. Here Tosis says it, but Ferris again. Meshamesh Beidit, and the book, and I mean, what I told you, and these women, which women are we talking about? On all five women. All the five women who are so called Musulekas Midomim, what the reference is to. So now we say B'shamesh is Be'edin. Okay. Now here we have, this is Negeos. This is already Labaila, not only the Taharos. People, you with me? It's not awesome. Tinokos, Soigios, Manaliros, Venisas. So, somehow it's a little squeamish about this because of our social mores. so much of the Gemara is discussing child brides. Even Shlohigiyas Manalilos. We talk about little girls of 10, 11. Oh, they, in those days, fathers could marry off a katana. Some of the assumption was that they didn't engage in marital relations with their husband. They wait till she gets old enough. But of course, you see from our Gemara, it's not so. So you have this kind of Chman and son. A social moray where child brides were acceptable. Now it's looked upon a throwback to prehistoric times. In India, they'll marry off a girl of 8 or 9. Not just marry off, meaning a commitment, where Mo says you can marry off a part like marry off a katana, a bas yomecha, or maybe even be made boor. The bottom of the question is why? Why did we have that? Why did we allow that as a social worry, as a proper thing to do? It's hard to imagine that a 9-10 year old girl is ready to assume responsibilities of married life. It's not awesome. Tinokos shaloi gias manaliros, which means she's less than 12 years old. The nisas, and she was married, and she had relations with her husband. Veshamai omrim nosin lo arba leilos. That for 4 nights, whatever dam she sees, it's always dam shulin. But silo omrim, no, it can take even a month. Ad she tichye hamako, until the wound heals. Why until the wound heals? Amar Rav Gidl, that explains why until the wound heals. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Shmuel, lo sha noela sho poska machmas tashmish. Whenever she has relations with her husband, she always finds dam. The Rosa, she also found dam shalom machmas tashmish. Then the following day, when she had relations, she bodekes, right? Lifle tashmish lachatashmish, so she bodekes achatashmish and finds dam. Tana not be bodekes koidim tashmish the first time. And then she sees dam during the day, still due to the previous night's marital relations. Avo poska machmas tashmish, but one time they had relations and no dam appeared. And then she saw dam the following morning, tmeir. We don't assume that it is blood that came out after tashmish, is since b'shas tashmish, or immediately after tashmish, there was no dam, then I can't attribute blood that comes out 6 hours later to the act of tashmish. Avar laila achas below tashmish v'roaso. Likewise, she didn't have relations, so 24 hours passed by, and then she sees dam. Maradai tmeir. I don't attribute it to the tashmish of 24 hours ago. Nishtane mare domer shalo. That's the new inclusion in Achash Bonos. The blood color is different. What does that mean? The imagery you have to have here clear. Dam psulim is dam mako. It's no different than cutting your finger. When you cut your finger, you see it's fresh red blood. You know what it looks like. Dam nidus is not fresh red blood. I told you, dam nidus is usually, as always, blood mixed in with the other stuff that slops off from the endometrium, from the lining of the uterus. Therefore, it doesn't have that fresh red blood look. I showed you some of the bidikos in the beginning of the month. Those are the colors you get. You didn't see one of them was bright red. So therefore what? If she went ahead and saw a dam machmasashmish, and the dam is nice bright red blood, then you know it's the same thing. But if the color changed, I say, no, that's not anymore damako, that's now dam nido. So Moshe Rav Yonah, Upsulo Shademeh Taholim, you said, Upsulo, since you go ahead and you attribute any blood that you'll see, to his Lord, whatever time it is, by Shammai, for four nights, by Silil Ashit Tichia Mako, why shouldn't she make bidikos? During those 4 days, Amai Tishamesh Be'edim. Why shouldn't she make a bdika achatashmish? Dilma nishtane mara domim shalah. If she'll see that the blood isn't red, then she'll know it's not due to the damako. If you allow yourself that bikius to differentiate between damako and damida, then my absolute should also have make that get that information straight. How can you be told on dam mako when the color is not dam mako color? Look what the Mishnah says. It said chutz min nida by Yosef Dam Tahor, who the low boy bidika. Abu Basula should have made to him doesn't need a bidika. But you just told me that Absula doesn't need a bidika. Absula should have made to him does not bidika. So you have a stira in the Mishnah, the Reish and the Sefer. Ela Kashin Hadodi. So, yeah, no, I have a talent. Kansha Shimsho. No. Here we're talking about where she actually had relations. Then there's no point in making any bidikos. Why? The emo shamash ochon. If the color comes out different, that's because you added to a component here, whether it's semen, whether it's something else that happens when they have marital relations, there possibly some tissue is sloughed off and so on. Therefore, the fact that the color changed, I won't say that's a proof that it's damnida. Even though the color is not bright red, the color of a fresh wound, nevertheless, I will say it's a fresh wound, only the color was molted by the inclusion of whatever happens during the marital act. Therefore, if shimsha, then there's no point in making bidikos. If lo shimsha, then indeed there's a point to making bidikos, because if she'll go ahead and make a bidika and see that the dam she sees is not bright red, she'll know it's dam nido, not dam mako. People got that straight? Again, dam mako is one color, dam nido another color. So the chur, a woman should be, even though we say that we're not going to asa her after seeing dam machmas tashmish, because it's damako, but she should be able, she should be required to make a bedika. Maybe at that time she also became a nida. And if dam nida and damako are different, it's important then that she make bedikos. Moran says, no, you can't, you won't make the differentiate. When does damako look different than nida if they didn't have relations? But if they have relations that night, then the fact that the color of the blood that she finds is different than fresh dam shulim doesn't mean anything. It still wouldn't teach you anything more. And the assumption being that it's damako. It looks different than damako. It's damako that has been modified through the marital act. Tanya Namahochi, indeed, we found a braise that makes that distinction. Bamed vo amurim shul posko machmas tashmish, v'roso shalo machmas tashmish. Avo posko machmas tashmish, whenever she had relations, she finds dam. And then she sees dam, lo machmas tashmish, right? We still told her, b'dam tashmish. If once she had relations, and after that marital relations, he didn't find any dam, and then v'ho'aso, then tameo, right? Likewise, oba laila achas below tashmish. One night they didn't have relations, and then in the morning v'ho'aso she saw tameo. Nishtana mare domer shelo. If, however, the color is different than the color of damako, right, then she's tameya. But the Baal says that's only if she finds that blood when she didn't have relations. If she had relations, with still told her on the dam shulim, but that the color was modified by the marital act. Okay, is he make a dent? So he's through the Thursday, maybe they make a see him on Thursday. Or no worse, maybe some on Monday. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shonu elo taharos. Chacham made a takone that she has to be bodekes morning and berash moshos. That's only if she wants to engage in being in contact with some taharos. Aval lebalo, as far as marital relations are concerned, muteres. People, you have a place? That's a giveaway. The language of the takana was a giveaway. It said bodekes shachis and before bein hashmoshos. Normally, people don't have marital relations in the morning. The very fact that you put in shachis, that tells you that we're talking about taharos. Women bake bread in the morning, but they don't sleep with their husbands in the morning. Pshito, shachis tanan. Since you said the language of the Kohen was shachis, that tells you we're talking about taharos, not talking about lebailo. Elo, no, yitmer aseife yitmer. He says, b'shor she oberas l'shamesh beiso, right? Where it says, when she has relations with her husband, I'm telling you, the purpose of that is not to do anything with the husband. It has to do with the haros. But the bailon, she wouldn't need any bedikos. When I said she needs a bdika labala, it wasn't for bala purposes. He's a bdika labala, right? That's only the part of the chomer, part of the siog that they made for the haros. Mala also b'kadoshim. We're not afraid that she's a nido with iso kores to her husband. Why? She has a cheskas taharo. The Gemara, my kamashmalon, what are you trying to tell me? We learned that already. Tinina, kol anoshim bechesa sa'ala baleim. Why do you have to tell me that she does not have to make a b'dika labala? That's what Chazaka says. Chazaka is as good as a b'dika. Chazaka tells you she's vaday not a nida. Answers no. Imasnison, from that principle of kol anoshim bechesas ha'ala baleim, havamina hanamila biyishur sheyesh lo veset, avol biyishur she'ein lo veset, boi bidiko. Masnisor Peimor asks, no, but the Mishnah Beishu Shesh Leves Haraskinan. Not the Ishu Shesh Leves. Our Mishnah is talking about the Chiyuv Bedikas of Ishu Shesh Leves. Even though Yesh Leves, Alpha Pekin, they said Chiyuv Bedika, as Rashi says, we're talking about Ishu Shesh Leves. Alpha became, she has to make bidikos. No, masnison ben shish lebeset shein lebeset. Quite right. V'hokam ashmalon. Alpha gav the yesh lebeset. Migid the boy bidiko letaharos boy nam a bidiko lebalo. So you think, well, we just went through with that. You told me that already. V'hom roshmuel chodazimna. Doma Rab Zeira, Oma Rab Abba Raim, Oma Shmuel, Isha Shein Lo Vesed, Asura Lo Shama Ezer Shnivyo. Might be Kivno Basuka Pitaharos. Even Isha Shein Lo Vesed doesn't need B'diko Lo Bala, only Pitaharos. So Achas Kama Vakama, Isha Shein Lo Vesed certainly doesn't need any B'diko Lo Bala. When you see both things that Shmuel said, then you understand pshat. Tanya Amahochi, Bamed Vomulrim Litaharos, Avolabala Muteres. What is he telling you? When does she need a bedika? Only letalos. When she's asuka betalos. But if only for marital relations, as long as she's ain't asuka betalos, not. You know, what did he tell you? We just modified the pshat in the Mishnah.
Pshat in the Mishnah would seem to be greater than koras hachomim. A woman has to be bedekas at a time when there were talos around to worry about. But she's not a baker. She has no intention of baking bread. Now she has servants. She doesn't do that work at all. Nevertheless, she has to make bedikas, we thought. That's what it said. Chachoma made a takon, a low plug. Every woman has to make bedikas. Why? There are talos around. She may change her mind and want to do talos. Comes to Shmuel and tells you, not true. The takona was lebalo, right? The takona was for taharos, not lebalo. Right? If she's a suka betaros, she actually works with taharos, then they said make a bdika lebalo also. But if she's not a suka betaros, then no need for bdika lebalo. Okay? That's the maskone. The takonas chachamim were made to protect taharos. Therefore, they said, "Be bodek, you're bodek anyway, so be bodek an extra time when you want to go sleep with your husband, be bodek labala too." But the woman says, "I don't want to be osek betalos." You don't need labala either. So a woman who is osek betalos has to make bdika labala. But a woman who has no intention of being osek as betalos, then she doesn't make any bdika labala either. It's a kind of a maybe avoiding a rational question. How come you're more machmir on tumas of a chale or a chale of truma more than an isur kores? There's no isur kores on that. I'm making something tummy. You can tell me you'll have to burn it. What can you do? Here you have Issa Kores you're talking about. Yes, that's a bit of a chiddush. That no, we weren't going to Issa Kores. Why? Chazoki is Chazoki. Has a Cheskas Sahara, perfectly adequate. Only when it comes to Kadoshim, Mala also be Kadoshim. Okay. Why Mala also be Kadoshim? I told you the omnipresence of Kadoshim. It wasn't a rare occurrence that there was Kadoshim around. Maisa, Truman is all the time in agricultural community. Therefore, they saw fit to make this chumra. There's another Tesis. You have to relearn the whole Gemara a little differently, I think, but no one does. Look at the Tesis of Lamates. A very pleasing reason of Tosfos. I remember the Dapit, but let me see. Yeah, Hayoledes. Dibras Hayoledes. Okay. The last line on Lamechesa Bid Beis.
in the Mishnah what it goes. Kolecha also brachas hastara yosho rov lo bodka shov ga nensa izida lo bodka tohova. Look at Rashi. I call noshim koi. Tell you sacred. Cheskas tahara is cheskas tahara. Yosho lov lo bodka shov ga nensa izida. She didn't make bdikis. Lo bodka, she's still tohova. Right? Because he holds there that bestows the ices, we'll see later on. Right. We'll pick up the Tosfos there. We'll prepare Kam Amrinon, about one third down on the Tosfos. We'll prepare Kam Amrinon. The Isha Sheshlo Vesel, Bedalad Goshim, Isha Shovolo Gimelonos, Dayan Shatan. Right? You found the place in this? Look, my taste doesn't say it where we were on Yod Aleph, I don't know. Critical shot. Utnan Hosom, Leil Daf Yod Aleph, Afa Pi Shomu Dayan Shatan, Tzichus Lios Bodokus. Right? So, what are you telling me there? Everyone needs bdikos. Even though Dayan Shaitan, all the Musalakas Midomim, and Tosfos learns they include all five women. Yisho Sheshla Veset, Ktanas Kena Meniko Muberes, Yeshlomar, the Yeshla Veset Ikle Meimar. Yeshla Veset, I understand why you need bdikos. Kiven Dorer, Bismano Boaz, Sicha Bdiko Bishaz Vesta. So why does a ketana a meniko buberes need bedikos? That's what our Mishnah said. Mishnah Yud Aleph, right? Why? Shlo tishtakach toras bedikos mehen. If you don't make them do bedikos, they'll forget how the whole business of making how you do a bediko. Why? Psulas domim kishetire. Muberas meniko lishi avu yimei yibur menikuso. Lefi shehugulu zman meruba belo bediko. I told you some time ago, Shaila I had, a woman calls up there. Can I recommend someone to teach a Hilchos Nida? I said, you're a Kala? The answer is, no. I have 8, 9 children. No, what is it? 9 children. 9 children. Yeah. I said, why do you need someone to teach Hilchos Nida? You're a Baal Shuvah? No. The Shakov girl, et cetera, because I forgot. Says, years have gone by. I've not been practicing Hilchos Nida. I go to mikveh after pregnancy, after giving birth. He says, then I come pregnant soon thereafter. I never have a chance. I never have a calendar of bestowas anymore. Years have gone by. I've never had that occasion. Right? Obviously, a very fertile couple. Right. She gives birth, she goes to mikveh, starts nursing, and 6 months later she's pregnant. She's not going to get into a mikveh for another year or so, right? And then again, 3 months, it's the whole business of a calendar, this is the whole thing is all lost on her now. She hasn't given birth for a while. She realizes that maybe she's going to have a bit of a respite, I think, so she wants to review Hilchos Nida. I said, it should be an interesting thing. I sent it to Emerson Plum, he's a college class. She has a bunch of 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and one 45-year-old woman there learning Hilchos Nida. That's what Tasha says. So he says the reason why we say a muberes minika has to make bdikos shlotish takach, because they're going to forget the whole business of taras and mishpocha. The whole business is going to be forgotten. The thing she hugulus man meruba below bdika, right? But he says, which we're talking about, the 11 days of Ziva, she doesn't have to make bedikas then, right? He says, they're not afraid she's going to forget an 11-day period. Okay, back in another few lines in. Medvorim amurim, the last three lines on the Yomit. Sheinicho becheskas tahora. You say that what? That a woman has a cheskas tahora. Therefore, it doesn't have to be bodekes, which means the husband doesn't have to ask any questions either. Aval heinicho becheskas tameo. Laolam hi butamosa achetomolo torani. If he left her becheskas tameya, she no longer has a cheskas tahara. He left her when she was a nida. He went on a trip, and he comes back. Achetor malor atorani. We learned it in the Shulchan Aruch. Is that so? It doesn't mean there's a psaloche of dibu, that words have to. Actions speak louder than words. If he comes home and she comes over and hugs him and kisses him, right? He can assume. Since really with a firm wife, she assumed that she's tahora. Don't have to say those words. It's not a vidu peh that's required. Boy mene Rabbi Zeira mi Rabbi Yehuda. Isha ma'o she tivduk asmo labalo. How about a firmy woman? And she wants to make bedikas before she has relations with her husband. Not a woman who's osik b'taros. That we said, she has taros to worry about, that she has to be bodik for her husband also. But she, no, a plain one who's not osik b'taros, right? Amalei lo sivdok. No. Excess fumkai, don't do it. In fact, the Gemara, b'tivdok ma'avakak, what's your business? She wants to be bodik. Let her be bodekas, let her be bodekas. In Cain, Libo, Nokfo, Polish, we had that as one of the svaras of Machlokas of Beit Shammai Meisil in the first Mishnah. That the reason Beit Shammai didn't want to also Meis the Ace, Shelo Ye Libo, Nokfo. You'll see that they asked Taharos, right? They'll think, oh, maybe we had over on Isu Koris where we had relations the night before. I'm trying to think where the Moko was one of the Tanoim that brought an Osham Toloi, his son. I find him in the Moko. I just thought earlier there's a Moko in Shas where he brought an Osham Toloi. Maybe he was over at Avera. You know, you can make an Osham Toloi. It's not called maybe Chulin Lazora. We're not bringing Chulin Lazora. An Oshem Toloi is like a Shlomim. A Shlomim involved with a Chet. I mean, you can bring such a Korban. Not worried about, well, maybe you're not chayiv. You see it. Boy, minei rababa miravune. Isha mao she tivuk asmo kishir veset. Should she be bodik herself? Achatashmish. Kishir veset, we'll see. It's a very quickly right after. Kidei lechayiv balo chatos. Right. To make sure that what? If she makes a bdika and he makes a bdika and he finds blood on his cloth, is a siman that they had relations when she was bleeding. But it has to be kishir beset. Amalei mimash kachasol bdika kishir beset. To prove that it was a dam machmas. What is she trying to check on? Would it have relations? She was low and dam machmas sashmish. Right. So how can you prove that? Hosanya ezeo shir veset. Why use the word veset? Not the same as we used it before. It refers to an occurrence. The shir of the occurrence of the blood b'shas tashmish. Moshe l'shamosh ve'ed she'om de mitzad ha'mashkov. Imagine he makes beer, right? Immediately he separates, and immediately she checks, like the shamosh be'ed om b'tzad ha'mashkov. They're right at the door sill, meaning b'yitzias ha'shamosh nichnas ed. That's hava veset she'om, right? Nichnas ed. That's called hava veset. Pick up over. I want to say something else in here. It's late already. We'll start again from here. We'll start from Boy Minute tomorrow. Boy Minute about Marabu. A little bit off schedule.